Wisconsin Design and Graphics.
Is Mike in by chance?
Can I tell him who's calling?
Yeah, this is Tyler. I'm calling with Cardiff.
Okay, one moment.
Thank you.
Miss Mike.
Hey, Mike. It's Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Good.
Good, good. I just wanted to circle back with you here. We spoke, it was actually a little over 2 months ago. We had extended a finance offer for some equipment and working capital. The business was actually pre-approved for right around $250K. You said business was a little bit slower than usual there. You just needed maybe a little bit more time there. I just wanted to circle back, see how business was now, if there was anything in the pipeline we could help you out with.
Yeah, we're doing quite a bit of business here, but I really haven't got any plans at this point for any purchases.
I gotcha. Business picked up a little bit for you there?
Yeah, we've been doing good so far.
Good, good. What changed there? Did you just pick up out of nowhere? Did you guys start doing a little marketing?
Yeah, more of just time. You know, you got your high spots, your low spots.
I gotcha. School back in session and all that kind of.
Yep.
Is that kind of a big part of your... your business there is working with, like, the schools and stuff like that, or?
No, I mean, it's just, you know, how the economy flows up and down.
I gotcha, I gotcha.
You never have anything even, you know, it's always got
some sort of extreme. I see, I see. Did you guys have any plans there as far as, you know, fourth quarter, the rest of the year, maybe with, any equipment or capital there for some projects or payroll operations, anything like that?
No, not at this point. We're just kind of motivating on a day-by-day keel here.
I got you. I mean, in the past, has there typically been a time during the year where you guys maybe would assess the business or look at making moves like that?
Usually it's just whatever comes to mind or...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've been established pretty good here so far, so I haven't been really looking for anything.
I gotcha, I gotcha. Yeah, I just wanted to try and touch base there again. You know, it's been a few months. I just wanted to see if things had picked up, if anything was in the pipeline. But is the email still WSG at WISsign.com?
What kind of interest rates are out there with these loans?
It just depends on if you're either looking at the equipment or working capital. Equipment's, you know, pretty straightforward. It's kind of like your traditional car loan, 2 to 5 year terms. Working capital, it is an unsecured cash loan, so it is a little bit more pricier. But if you have an opportunity on the table and you're looking to take advantage of it, you know, we're usually able to get you approved in 24 hours and funded in 48. So we're just able to move a little bit quicker than most, and it allows you to take advantage immediately there of the situation.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about the working capital, I guess. Anything that's equipment capital.
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of actually what we started off a little over 14 years ago. That's actually all we did was equipment here, and then we branched into the working capital after the storm that hit us there in 2008. But equipment's kind of in our bread and butter here.
Yeah.
What type of equipment there would you look at as far as your business goes? Is there something you were maybe looking to upgrade, or was there a new piece you might be looking at down the road?
Yeah, I'd mean to be like crane trucks or bucket trucks or other equipment kind of stuff. You know, like,
I see.
Manufacturing type equipment. But
and do you typically...
Somewhere will have to be upgraded somewhere here.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Is that something you usually look to purchase new or used?
Yeah, used is just too ungodly expensive, so it's probably more used equipment at this time.
It's funny you say that. It's always blown my mind how much cheaper on the equipment side it is to purchase used than it is to buy new. The percentages are kind of outrageous.
Yeah, I mean the purchase costs or something else.
Yeah, that too, that too. But it's definitely something we can help you out with. The good part about these programs too is once you are approved, it's a very simple application process, but once you are in the system and approved, the offer is good for 90 days. So if you did want to just at least have kind of some knowledge in the back pocket for what you'd be working with and what you'd have come time to purchase the equipment, it's kind of a good tool to have in the back pocket. But it's something you kind of just do on like an as-need basis, right? It's not like every year.
Yeah, more as-need.
I see. Have you guys taken advantage of Section 179 in the past?
Yeah, I ain't sure what that is.
It's with the taxes, you writing off equipment there. Actually, last year they increased the number to, I think it was 500,000 there. A bunch of companies were taking advantage of that. Instead of paying the taxes, they just wrote it off on their equipment. Tends to help out businesses a lot, actually.
Yeah, I guess I haven't really heard about that through my accountant or anything. So
I see. When's your guys' fiscal year end?
That'd be the first of the year.
I see.
End of the year, I guess.
Calendar year there for you. But yeah, it's definitely something we can look at there, maybe down the road, or if there is something that does pop up there. Did you usually like go through a vendor when you would purchase, or was this just something you would search online? What was the process there for?
Yeah, usually it's through a lender in town or a bank.
I see. And then when you would purchase the equipment, was this just like a vendor you would go through, or did you like go to auction for them in the past? How'd that work out for you?
Oh, as far as the equipment itself?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, most of it's online advertising.
I see. Just kind of word of mouth and being at the right place at the right time, it sounds like.
Yep. Just looking around and seeing the ads, I guess.
I gotcha. How big is the facility you guys are currently at here? I have down that you guys are 5 to 9 employees. Is that right?
Yeah, we're right in that 5 range right now. We're on the looking for more help, but about our range, 5.
I see. And you said you're currently looking to bring on a few more people.
Yep.
I see. So what percentage of capacity are you guys operating with right now, with those 5 employees?
No. Can't get it all done.
Well, at least you have work. That's good, right?
Yep.
I gotcha. Well, you know, this is definitely something we can revisit here within the next few months. You said you typically maybe look to make these purchases here at the beginning of the year. Is that correct?
Possibly. I mean, it all depends on where the deals are or when they happen.
I see. Well, what I can do here, Mike, is maybe just touch base with you here once a month, you know, just to kind of see where things are at, because if something does pop up, that way you got my information on hand. And what I'll do is shoot you an email there at the WSG one, and it'll just kind of have the updated version of the offer as well as all my contact information. That way, if something does come up, you can either just shoot me an email or give me a call at my direct line, and we can see if we have some programs that will be able to help you out.
All right.
All right, Michael. It was great talking to you. Hopefully, we'll be in touch soon, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Bye.